ओम ज्ञानति मिगंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः.
When I came in this area in Navarishna Chong, he invited me to come, so I didn't have time at that time. Yeah. Well, I haven't been here very long. I see a lot of happy people here. My mother's from Belfast. My family means they're in the middle of fighting all my life. So you have to, anyway, you have to die sometime or other. So that's in the hands of God. Someone may take all precautions for their safety and die anyway. And someone else may be in the middle of all dangers and not die. But ultimately everyone has to die. So the point is not to be afraid of the dangers, but to prepare ourselves for death. Prepare ourselves for death means that according to what we do in this life, we get the next life. Whatever we think of at the time of death, that determines our next life. So we should prepare our consciousness by thinking always about God. So in some ways, difficult situations are very good, because they help to make us serious. To think that, anyway, life is temporary, so I should utilize my time properly. Utilize our time properly means not just simply running around, wearing different fashion clothes, and wasting our time, but utilizing our valuable human life for chanting, and chanting about and remembering the Supreme Lord. Next life means that, according to our karma, we get different bodies. When we are born, that is not the beginning of our existence. Life is not simply a combination of chemicals. But life depends upon the soul. So when the soul enters into a body, that means that life begins. And when the soul leaves the body, that we call death. But actually it's not really death, because the soul is just going to another body. The body is anyway only made of chemicals. And chemicals, they don't have life. The chemicals which are in my body now, they were in the earth previously. We eat vegetables, and the vegetables are transformed into blood. But it's only the same chemical. So we understand that I am not chemicals. Every living being is a soul. Every living being has desires, emotions, feelings. This is not coming from chemicals. So we have information from Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic scriptures. Death simply means that we change our body. Just like when your clothes become old, you have to change. When our body becomes old and worn out, we get another body. So in our Krishna conscious movement, we are preparing to get a spiritual body in the kingdom of God, where there's no more rebirth. So that I was saying, we have to prepare ourselves. Death is like the final exam. Everything we do in this life is tested at the time. Yeah. Why don't we move a little closer, because this arm is tired. Well, for hundreds of years, people have been saying that apocalypse is just now coming. But everyone's individual apocalypse is coming. This means everyone has to die. So we should prepare for that. Next place we're going to Ulyana. Then we're going to Chikotsara, Nizhny Novgorod, Yaroslavl.
Thank you, Bhikkhu.
Thank you, Hare Krishna. So, reading from Bhaktivinoda Thakur Sharma, the three prayers of surrender. And jumping ahead two songs, I'll go back to them another day. So now we're talking about Anukulya Sankalpa, the firm determination or the vow to take up those activities which are favorable for devotional service. Different activities are favorable for advancing Krishna consciousness, and others are unfavorable. So a devotee should do those things which help him to become advancing, and give up those things which block us, which are favorable for progress in on the path of God, are mentioned by Rupa Goswami in his Buddhist Amrita. This is a very important book which teaches us how to advance in Krishna consciousness. So the six items are as follows. Utsaha means enthusiasm. Nishchaya, determination. Dharya, dharya, patience. Tap tap karma pravara karma, following all the rules and regulations of devotional service. Sangha tyaga, giving up the association of non-devotees. And sato vritte, following in the footsteps of great devotees. Shandhe bhakti prasidhyati. By these six principles, our devotion becomes enhanced to the perfectional level. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing all different items of activities which are favorable for increasing our devotion. Tua bhakti anukul jj karja hoy parangatane taha karibo nischoy. He says, my dear Krishna, whatever activities are favorable, that very carefully and determinedly I take them up. Bhakti anukul jato vishoy shamshani karibo taha te vati indriya dal. Says that however the senses can be used in a way that is favorable for Guru, and actually do that with attachment. Now this is a very interesting point.
Интересно.
Because we often hear how our senses should be controlled. The senses that Bhaktivinoda Thakur Jarendriyata Hita Tatevita Kutin Shamshani. He says that this body is avidyajam, it is product of ignorance. And the senses, how do they translate? The senses are a network of paths leading to the higher cow means Jarande Areya leading us to our death. And to conquer over the senses is very difficult in this world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is suggesting we can conquer our senses by engaging them in the service of Krishna. What are the senses? Seeing, touching, tasting, smelling, feeling. Seeing, touching, feeling. So if these senses are engaged in sense gratification, that is the path of degradation. If they're engaged in the service of Krishna, that is the path of the service of Krishna. We should want to see the form of Krishna. Perfection of the sense of taste is to taste Krishna Prasad. We can enjoy Krishna Prasad and become purified. Not that we give up, no, I don't want anything. We can take Krishna Prasad. So all the senses, they should be used in Krishna's service. Shanivo tamar kata jatam karya. He says that I will very carefully listen to talks about you, Krishna. We are accustomed to hear so many different things. We like to hear the news, some politics, local politics, in our apartment building, who's going to marry who, and who's not married, who's fighting with who, and so this all goes on, all their life. Yeah. Oh, he's fighting with her, and he wants to marry her, but she doesn't want to marry him. You can spend your whole life discussing this. At the time of death, what will be your benefit? Zero. Zilch. Nothing. Nothing.
Ничего.
Nalambor. Absolutely nothing. So if we hear about Krishna, that is very valuable. That is purifying. We can hear about Krishna, there's so much to hear about. Books about Krishna. We can discuss how Krishna is creating this material world, how he's maintaining, how he's taking out the cows, how he's dancing with the gopis, so many different incarnations. Ram Leela, Varaha Leela, Nrisimha Leela, all these wonderful pastimes of the Lord. You can hear about Krishna. Don't hear about some rascal politician. They, all the politicians, they like to speak. You'll find newspapers simply full of what the politicians are speaking.
How
do we hear what Krishna has to say? Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. In Bhagavad Gita we find Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Means God is speaking. So is it not better to hear what God is saying than what some politician is saying? So let us use our ears for hearing about Krishna. The difference between an animal and a human being is that it takes some instruction, to take some guidance, and in this way become benefited. An animal cannot hear. An animal cannot consider what is the purpose of life. A human being can.
Человек может.
So a human being should not waste their lives simply for hearing all nonsense things. They should hear about Krishna. And also, Dekhi Bo Tumar Dham Nayam Bharya. And he says, I would also like to fill my eyes by seeing your holy Dham. Of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was, Dham means the holy place of Krishna's pastime. But Bhaktivinoda, at the time that he was writing this poem, he was living in Navadvip Dham, the place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, we're not so fortunate to live there. We're all living in Navadvip Dham, Leninogorsk. So, some people may think that Lenin is better than Krishna, but we don't think so. We're not so foolish. So, we want to see Krishna's Dham, his holy place. Anyway, you have these pictures. These are windows through to the spiritual world. Yeah. Krishna is praying on his pictures. Always you'll find there's some peacock. So let us always see the form of Krishna. This is soothing to the eyes. our eyes are always seeing big apartment buildings and machines. It simply causes a disturbance in the mind. But when we see the form of Krishna, that is soothing to the eye, that is pleasing, transcendentally pleasing. People, they may want to see something else which they find pleasing. Just like you see all these plastic bags people carry around in Russia now. They all have some picture of some young girl. So they're thinking this is very pleasing. But actually it's just an agitation to the mind. When you see the form of Krishna, Krishna is more beautiful than millions and millions of young girls. Beauty is there in this world, it's simply a reflection of the beauty of Krishna. Beauty of Krishna doesn't agitate the mind, but rather that awakens our real taste of love for Krishna. So let us always see Krishna. That is the perfection of the eye to appreciate the beauty of the form. Tama prasadi deha karibo prasan. This means that by taking Krishna prasad, food offered to Krishna, I will nourish the body. So we all have to eat something. Some people eat sausages and bones and things like this. Some people eat crabs. Some people eat snakes and rats and grasshoppers. And some people eat vegetarian food. We don't eat any of this. We eat Krishna prasad, food which is offered to Krishna. That's not even really vegetarian food. Because vegetarian means he has taken the vow to eat only foods from the vegetable category. But our vow is to take food only which is offered to Krishna. Now Krishna doesn't eat meat. He's protecting the cows, not killing them. But we are taking Krishna prasad because it's
offered, it wasn't
not because it's vegetarian. We are Krishnacharyans. That is our vow. That much is offered to Krishna.
Because
even if you eat vegetarian food, that also won't help you to love Krishna. Just to be a vegetarian, that in itself is not a very great achievement. Of course, we prefer people would be vegetarian and non-vegetarian.
But
just being vegetarian, that doesn't advance you on the path of love of God. How many birds are vegetarian? Monkeys, elephants, they're all vegetarian. That doesn't mean that they're spiritually animals. So we should take only food which is offered to Krishna. Krishna, you can offer so many different nice things. Probably, living in Russia, you can't even imagine so many nice things can be offered. So many different varieties of foods are offered to Krishna. So if you take these nice foods offered to Krishna, you can be quite healthy. Sometimes people think by being vegetarian you'll become unhealthy. Well, one thing is, I don't say that in Russia by eating meat people are very healthy. How many people get cancer? So one of the main causes of cancer is meat eating, according to scientific studies. Another thing is that devotees of Krishna, we're vegetarians, but we're not lacking in energy. We rise early in the morning and we're active in Krishna service all day. And you see, also, big, strong people who are vegetarian. One of my friends, he's my godbrother, his son is 17 years old. He's taller than me, and big and strong like this. And he never touched one drop of meat in his life. Of course, the goal of life is not to have a big, strong body.
It's
just making the point that you can be very healthy by taking vegetables. The elephant is quite strong by taking vegetables. So these are, sometimes when devotees of Krishna, they want to take only Krishna prasad, people tell them, no, you'll become unhealthy. You cannot be healthy unless you eat sausages and bones. This is not true. By taking Krishna prasad, you'll be physically nourished and spiritually nourished. And for smelling, we all want to smell something. You can smell tulsi which is being offered to Krishna. Tulsi flowers and all different flowers you can offer to Krishna. In Russia, they see there's so many nice flowers. This is Krishna's blessing. To take offer to Krishna, flowers are very nice. Krishna is very fond of flowers. So you offer to him, he'll be pleased. Satram pushpam, palam tayam. If you offer Krishna fruit, flower, leaf, or water, with love, he'll be very satisfied. Karo dare karibo tamashiva shadam. Kardare karibo tamashiva shadam. With my hands, I will always do your service. This hand can be used for so many different things. We never think much about this hand. How essential this hand is to us, just like the ladies are cooking, or cleaning the house, or some man is an engineer, someone is driving. So all the different things. You see this lady is stroking her boy's hand. And he's using his hand to support the body while he's sitting. So how essential this hand is to us. And Bhakti Naru Thakur says, I'll always use that in your service. I do different things for Krishna. You can write something for Krishna. You can clean the floor for Krishna. So many different services you can do for Krishna. Tamar Bhashati Sthale Vashibo Sarvada. He says, I would like to always live in your place. That means, of course, you can live in the holy place of Krishna's pastime, that's very nice. Or you can live in the center of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Or you can make your home a place of Krishna's pastime. Worship Krishna in your home. Tumar shivai kam nijo kaibo. All my desires, we have so many desires. But Bhakti Rao Thakur has recommended that we change the desires for our personal enjoyment into desires for Krishna's service. Instead of thinking, let me do something for myself, or even instead of thinking, let me do something for my family or my country, we can think, let me do something for Krishna. There are many, many things to be done. It's Krishna conscious need preaching all over the world. So Leninogorsk is also part of the world. Krishna should be down here. You can go door to door, distribute Prabhupada's book. Thinking. Everyone's always thinking about it. So we have so many desires. Instead of planning for sense gratification, let us plan how to serve. Tomar bideshi jane krodh dekhaibo. He says, if I have to get angry, I will get angry at those who are against Krishna consciousness. Anger is also one emotion. So, anger, we may say, we should not get angry. So generally that's true. But if people are against Krishna and we show anger to them, that's good. So saying all nonsense things, simply to say, oh, that's okay, that's very bad for our devotion. There are two great epics in Indian history. One is Mahabharata and the other is Ramayana. So in Mahabharata, the hero is Krishna, but practically more, manifesting more of the hero is Arjuna. Because Krishna, he gave the credit to Arjuna. So Arjuna became famous, glorified, for fighting. Fighting means you have to be angry. You can't fight if you're in a very peaceful mood. You can't very peacefully chop someone's head off. He was very angry and he fought and killed so many. But he was doing that on the order of Krishna, that is glory. Similarly, Ramayana is the story of Lord Ram. But again, the hero, who is very prominent there, is Hanuman. And Hanuman also became famous because he was fighting against Ravana. He demonstrated his anger in the service of Lord Ram. So anger may not be completely stopped, but if it's used properly in the service of Krishna, it is glorious. E rupe sharva vritti al sharva bhav tua anukul hoye labhuk prabhav. He says in this way, means I've given so many examples. All my activities and all my thoughts, I want to convert them to be favorable for your devotional in this way, I will become empowered. Devotee of Krishna, he can become powerful. Powerful means Krishna gives him power to spread Krishna consciousness, to preach Krishna's glories, then Krishna helps that devotee. So this is the secret of Krishna consciousness. Give up all personal desires and engage all our desires in service. Tua bhakta anukul jaha jaha kari. Tua bhakti anukul bali aham hari. Whatever the devotees who are favorable to Krishna consciousness, whatever the advanced devotees, whatever they do, that I will also do. Bhakti anukul. Kivinod nahi jane dharma dharma bhakti anukul tar hao sarvaka sab karma. He says that I don't know what is religious and what is not religious. But whatever is favorable for devotion, that I will do. This is a very interesting point. Because sometimes in the practice of religion, there becomes a perplexity, a dilemma. Just to give an example, helping people who are in trouble is considered very good. And to speak the truth is also considered. Now, there's one story. One man had taken a vow always to speak the truth, and he was quite famous for that. Now he lived at the edge of a village next to a forest. So one day he was standing outside his home, and a man came running along the road. He said, help me, help me. Some robbers are coming to steal everything I have. So the man suggested, why don't you go and hide in the forest? So after a few minutes, a group of men came running. And they said, we are a gang of thieves. We were chasing one man. He had a lot of money and we want to... Did you see him? Do you know where he is? So the man said, yes, he's hiding in that forest. So the robbers went and found him and killed him. So what was right? He had taken a vow never to tell a lie. But in this circumstance, he should have told a lie. If he had told a lie, it would have been much better. If he had told them that he ran up the road, quick chase after him, that would have been much better. But he was attached to keeping his reputation as an honest man. So sometimes what to do exactly may be difficult to understand. So for devotees, the principle is that we should always do that which is favorable for Krishna consciousness. That may sometimes mean we go against worldly morals. Just like, for instance, sometimes our devotees, they have to preach in unfavorable circumstances. I myself spent many years in Bangladesh and go there also from time to time even now. So it's a Muslim country. So when I go into the airport, I dress in pants and shirt with a hat. They ask, oh, what have you come for? I say, well, I've just come to visit some friends. Tourism. So it's not 100% untrue, but it's mostly not very true, going there to preach Krishna. So what should I do? Should I be very honest and say, I'm coming to preach Krishna consciousness? And then they'll say, well, you see that plane you just came on? You can go back and go right back on. Then there'll be no preaching. So, in this case, better we tell whether we... Under the life of preaching Krishna, you have to be very careful. We may think, well, that sounds very good, so let me get a gun and rob the bank, and then we'll have no problems for running our temple, no financial problems. So, theoretically, it's not a bad idea, but practically, it's not a very good idea, because people in general wouldn't appreciate it. Plus, engaging in such activities is not recommended by our ashram. The general point is there, that we should see in every situation what to do, what is favorable for serving Krishna. In the beginning, it may be difficult to understand exactly how to do that. We have to get a concrete idea of what service to Krishna. That we should do by taking instructions about Krishna, hearing about Krishna within me, studying his books, which is a part of the Krishna. In this way, we can gradually advance in Krishna, which, after all, we want to do. At least those of us who have taken determination to be Krishna conscious, we don't want anything else. We don't want a nice dacha in the country. We don't want name, fame, millions of dollars. We may accept all these things for Krishna's service, but our aim of life is to become Krishna. Okay. That is our only desire. Because we know that there is no use to trying to be happy in this world. For millions and millions of lifetimes, we've been trying to be happy in this world. And for millions and millions of lifetimes, our endeavors to be happy in this material world have been failure. Even if we try for many, many millions of lifetimes more, we'll never be happy in this world. That we can be happy in this material world is not possible. It's simply a great illusion to think so. So we know that we can be happy by serving Krishna. And more important, Krishna will be happy if we serve him. Therefore, devotees, they dedicate their lives to serving Krishna. In this way, they are happy in this life, and they guarantee an auspicious destination in the future. And they do the greatest service to human society by preaching the message of Krishna. So we request you also, please take up this Krishna consciousness, chant Hare Krishna, study these books, and learn how to love Krishna more and more and more. But learning, practically we don't have to learn how to love Krishna. That's already there within our heart. Everyone is a devotee of Krishna. Just some people realize it and others don't. So simply that devotion has to be brought out.
With this film.
So Hare Krishna. Is there any question? Yeah, those who are not interested in Krishna. Of course, in our daily life, we may meet with some meeting people and talking with them. That may not be very helpful. But associate means to very intimately meet, to discuss with them very intimately about our aspirations, our goal of life. Very close friendship we should make with the Lord. Religion is also one. Religion means to love God and serve Him. So different people, they may do that according to their different culture. But the aim is one.
But there is not.
To love God.
To be bold.
Of course, many people that made religion into a kind of socio-cultural phenomenon, whether you say God or Boga or Krishna or whatever you say. It's not that there's a Mohammedan God and a Christian. God wants to see how much we love Him. He doesn't care whether we have Islam stamped on our head or Christian stamped on our head or whatever. Unfortunately, yes. He is a cheater. Please don't be cheated. He says he is God, he is not. God means the creator and maintainer and destroyer of millions and millions of people. He is not that person. Krishna is that person. Foolish people are attracted to him because he does some little magical thing. I'll tell you one story. There's one famous magician in Bengal. His name is P.C. Sarkar. So, one time he wrote a letter to Sai Baba that, I am the magician P.C. Sarkar, I would like to meet you. So he got a letter back from his secretary saying that Baba is very busy no time, sorry. Then he wrote another letter saying that I am your great devotee, I would like to give you a large donation, please can I see you? So he got a reply, yes please. So when he went to meet Sai Baba asked him, what would you like to eat? So he said, well, I'm from Bengal, I like rasgullas, it's one kind of sweet. So Sai Baba immediately did something and gave him a plate of rasgullas. Just by magic he brought them. So P.C. Sarkar took, he was chewing it. He said, actually these are not very good
rasgullas.
So P.C. Sarkar went and brought some fresh, hot rasgullas. He said, I'm from Bengal, I know what real rasgullas are, try these. So Sai Baba was a little embarrassed, so he went, take this gold watch. So P.C. Sarkar looked at it, it's the seagull. So he said, he didn't say anything, he just went, gave him a gold Rolex watch. So then P.C. Sarkar said to him that, you are a magician and I am a magician. The difference is that I say I am a magician and you say you are God. And actually I think I'm a better magician than you. You know there was some people tried to kill Sai Baba. How long ago? 1 year ago? They came to attack him with knives. So he ran inside, locked the door and rang the alarm bell. What kind of God is that to run away? Run away and lock the door, ring the bell. He's not God. Please try to understand. No, you should not be killed. Well, if it's a female, then you keep the milk and the male should be plowing the land. It may not seem very practical in the modern context, but killing is very simple, and there's a very strong reaction to that. The thing is that you take a cow, that means you're taking responsibility. Just like if you have children, you have to look after them. You can't say that, it's only children, let's kill somebody. Of course, that's what they do in the modern age. It's becoming your solution. It's just simple. Modern society, in the name of being practical, it becomes very simple. Therefore, people are not happy. There's so much violence. There's all these nuclear weapons just waiting to kill so many people. All modern society is developed in the wrong way. People have got the wrong values. In the name of practicality, they can kill. But the result will be that we get our karma, we will be killed again and again. So even if it may be a little economically difficult, we've taken the responsibility, then we have to take that up. We're only going to be in these bodies for short. We have to die soon. Even the young boy, you may think he may live a very long life. He lives to be 80 years old. There's not much time. We have to go to another body. We have perfect in Krishna consciousness, then we go back to God. If not, we have to remain in this place to take the results of our karma. Now, actually, it is very much required. One of the functions of the Krishna conscious movement is to start a Krishna conscious farm community in which the bulls and cows, they're not thought of as a burden, but they're considered something very useful. Even the old cows, they still give stool and urine, which is the best fertilizer for this. No, mad dog should be killed. Vedic literatures are not impractical. Mad dog, a dangerous snake which comes in your home, even a human being can be killed.
That's under certain
conditions. But there are certain conditions given. If someone comes to attack you, to kill you, to steal your wife, to set your home on fire, under different conditions, in self-defense you can kill according to Vedic law. Vedic law is very practical. It is given by God. Modern law is given by imperfect men. And according to their law, you can kill cows, you can kill children. They have no proper standard. They want to develop the economy by these means. But develop the economy means they get more and more industrial enterprises. But what is the development of human happiness? Let us ask some of the older people here. Are people more happy now they have more factories and machines? What is Mabushka saying? Are people more happy?
So,
Just the opposite is true. And in the Western countries where they've developed so much, and really there's no happiness. So many people ask, why did I join this movement? I joined this movement for probably the same reason as most of my godbrothers joined this movement.
Well, yeah.
We saw that the materialistic society, there's no happiness. In the Western countries, there's so many different things for agitating the senses. Everyone is running fast, doing this, doing that, doing something else. People aren't happy. What you speak of on the spiritual level, even on the ordinary human level, there's no proper family life. That people get married and then after some time divorce. Most normal. They're not at all steady in their life. The ordinary emotional bonds, they can't keep them. And children, they know the television more than they know their parents. Simply watch the TV. They don't talk to their parents. A lot of the time they don't even see their parents. Their parents are thinking, oh, let me go out, and they don't care for the kids.
There
are so many social problems. Crime. People, they want to go to America. But these cities in America are very dangerous. It's a very common thing that people will just attack you. Give me money or die. So many murders. I think it's an average of about 30 a day in New York. So anyway, you can go on. There's so many things.
Okay.
Alcoholism, homosexuality, child abuse, horrible things. Because the people, they've got the wrong aim of life. They're thinking life is simply meant for enjoyment. No sense of responsibility and no endeavor for higher attainment. No endeavor to answer. So they become worse than animals. So the values given to us by the materialistic society, we shouldn't follow them. Because they are the values of modern society are simply based on selfishness. I've taken this cow is giving me milk, and the cow is served very nicely, and I'll kill it. What kind of gratefulness is this? Cruel. Very cruel society.
Cruel.
No one cares for anybody else.
She's asking about Madame Blavatsky and all this stuff from start of the 20th century, all this. She's asking, she was also in India and all these things, can we accept her also as a part of Krishna consciousness?
It's not that everyone in India is self-realized, nor is it simply by going to India one becomes self-realized. One has to follow the proper authorities of spiritual life, then you can become self-realized. So that is here now in Russia. You can become far more advanced than Madame Blavatsky just by chanting Hare Krishna.
Okay.
Because this is recommended in the Vedic script. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Aiva Kevalam, Kalauna, Sheva, Nasheva, 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 Nasheva. In this age of Kali, there is no other way for self-realization. But you chant the names of God, chant the names of God, chant the names of God. So please do that and become spiritually advanced. Mysticism, so-called mysticism, is not very important. Love of God is important. Simply to show some tricks or to fly in the sky is not very important. It's also on the material.
You just know about Agni Yoga, you know?
The thing is, there are millions and millions of things. But what is the goal of life? The goal of life is... See, if you discuss that you bring Sai Baba, then Madame Blavatsky, and then you'll have a list of 10 million things. What do you think of this? So the conclusion is that unless you develop your love of God, everything else is just a cause for bondage in this world. Love of God, that is the real goal.
She said that there's a saying like to see everything in God and God in everything. How to see everything in God?
Yes, everything is in God. Everything is... How to understand that we can understand by developing our devotion to God. Otherwise, we can't understand academically, not by taking courses in the university. But as we develop our devotion for God, then God blesses us so that we can understand Him. Everything is in God because God is everything. Still, God is an individual person. Everything is in God means the whole universe is produced from the body of Mahavishnu. One incarnation of Krishna is called Mahavishnu. And all the universes emanate from his body. So everything is within him, within the universal, that's called the universal form. Still he enters in another incarnation in every atom. So he is everything. It's not very easy to understand. If God was easy to understand, then he wouldn't be God. If God was an ordinary person like you or me, then there would be no meaning to him being God. The very nature of God means that he's much, much more wonderful than we can even. So let us simply glorify Him and our life will become successful.
And then Soham.
Soham literally means I am He. That You see, promoted by people who want to say that they are God. But simply by saying soham doesn't mean that you become God.
Okay, so it's only
imagination. We are not God. We are very, very tiny, and God is very, very great. So we should chant Hare Krishna. My dear God, Krishna, please engage me in this.
Okay.
That is our proper position, to serve God. To think that we are God is simply imagination. Even if you say, I am the president of Russia, that's also ridiculous, because he's much more significant than we are. He's much more prominent and significant than we are. But so if we say, if you walk in the street and say, I am the president of Russia, then you're crazy, because you're not. But the president of Russia compared to God is like a, not even like an ant, much smaller even. So we can say, I am God, that's simply imagination. Madness. That means that. Anyway, there are so many things. Concentrate on the essence. Essence is to develop our love of God. Simply by looking up words in a dictionary, we won't become God-willed. Mostly people who are envious of Krishna, who don't want to become servants of Krishna, they like to teach you all these things. And people who don't actually want the truth, but they want to make a show of becoming spiritual, they become attracted. Do some classical meditation and imagine that they are God. You are not God. I am not God. Krishna is God. You should know who is God and surrender. God is eternal, you are also eternal. Only we are going from body to body to body because of our karma kriya. Just try to understand what is the reality. Spiritual life is not just some kind of hobby, some kind of mental entertainment. It's very serious. We should understand very clearly what is the aim of life, who is God, and what is our relationship. Not simply some kind of imaginary mysticism. Foolish people are attracted to substance. Those who are on the realistic, practical platform, they understand that I'm very, very tiny, God is very great, therefore I should serve Him. Spiritual life is not something like the most real. It's more real than this wall, because this transformation of material nature, after some time it will go. But our nature as spiritual beings will never be destroyed. This one name is Triadhish, He's master of all three. He's the master of the three modes of material nature, three Purusha avatars, there's the three Guna avatars, yes. There's so many different threes. Krishna is the master of everything. Everything that's in ones, in twos, in threes, in fours, in fives, He's master of everything. Our devotion to Him should be Ekanta, one only. Only Krishna. We have our temples in the cities. People want in the mountains because they want to get away from all the people who are disturbing their spiritual life. But we build our temples in the cities because we have to preach. Yes, in 15 years' time, people will be eating and sleeping and getting born and dying. It's been going on for millions of years, 15 years also. Those who are chanting Hare Krishna, they'll be getting ready to go back to Godhead. Often people are very interested in predicting the future. This may happen or that may happen. Well, so many things may happen. But basically the material world, it goes on. People are going, getting born, dying. So we should seek to our future. We should act now so that our future is bright. Because one thing in everyone's future is that the body we are in now, we have to leave it. Before leaving this body, we should become purified. We should be prepared to go to Krishna. Otherwise, you don't go to Krishna, and again you have to come back to this.
When you see that you can just, you know, you can just think that this earth planet is like a place where everybody is like kept for, you know, like in jail. Is it right?
No. Yeah, that example is given.
Dumb.
But it's also this planet particularly, we have the opportunity to get out of the jail. Particularly on this planet, we have the opportunity to reform ourselves.
Yeah. You're saying Krishna consciousness. What? Why consciousness? This is the mind, or what? What is the consciousness?
Yeah, consciousness means, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, man mana, think of me. So that aim is to always think of
Krishna. That should
fail. You always think of Krishna. Mind, heart, there's different words. Generally when we think of the mind, we think of some rational functions. When we think of the heart, we think of emotional. So, both with our intelligence and with our emotions, with everything, we should think of.
She was reading somewhere that some people have their soul not in the body, and in some other place. Is it true?
The soul is inhabiting the body.
The soul habitates in it.
There are some things like astral travel, they can temporarily Prabhupada said, as long as we are in this material world, we have to take one kind of body.
For my
8,400,000 species. When we become liberated, then we get out of this cycle of birth. We get a spiritual body in the spiritual world.
He's saying, what about advancement in Krishna consciousness? Can we just...
What about what?
Advancement in Krishna consciousness. Can we, by some external, like, manifestation, can we understand that somebody is advancing? In which external way we can...
Yeah, there are certain signs of someone who's advancing. Everyone has their symptoms. Just like a rich man has his symptoms. He has a big car, spends money like this. Everyone has their symptoms. Diseased person has his symptoms. Some rash all over his face or something. Maybe some different symptoms. So a person who's advancing in Krishna consciousness, he also has symptoms. These are described in the scriptures. There are different symptoms, such as tolerance of different material conditions. He doesn't want to waste any time, he wants to always be engaged in the service of Krishna. He likes to associate with other people who are devotees of Krishna. He likes to chant the names of Krishna, and he develops different qualities, such as compassion to others, Krishna consciousness to others. Yes. He doesn't talk nonsense. There are many different symptoms described in this.
Can you say that the person can heal somebody if he wants?
Yes. But healing means everyone is diseased. Everyone is diseased means they have a diseased concept of life. Everyone is thinking, I am this body and I should enjoy my life. They are not thinking how to serve. This is the most serious disease. Other diseases like cancer, leprosy, malaria, they are symptoms of the disease in our heart. They are karmic reactions because we are not serving Krishna. We are living selfishly. So as long as we are in material life, there must be disease. Birth, death, old age and disease, these are the symptoms of material life. So even if you go to a good doctor or a faith healer or whatever, and he heals you of your disease, you must get diseased again in future, either in this life or the next one, most likely in this one. There's so many diseases. So the real freedom from disease is to get free from birth and death. No more material body. Yeah. Spiritual body and spiritual. So an advanced devotee, he teaches others about Krishna. And in this way, he frees them from disease eternally. Therefore, he's the best doctor. We don't like to waste our time. We like to chant Hare Krishna. Early, that is the best time. Early morning is the best time for meditation, spiritual service. Previously, everybody used to get up early. You can ask Babushka, isn't it?
Everybody, all over the
world. It's modern idea, you sleep up as long as late as you can. You see, this is a sign that people are miserable. Sleep more and more. That means their lives are not happy. They're not dead. Sleeping is dead condition. Actually, we don't like to sleep at all. We'd rather be awake because we have so many things to do. Krishna service. We
only
sleep because it's a necessity of minimizing. Early morning is very peaceful, calm. The air is very clear and fresh. In English there's a saying, early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy and well. Actually we would like to have 48 hours in one day. So many things to do.
Так много дел просто.
This means, they're calling out to Hara, means Radharani.